This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a few clouds and 77 degrees. Iran launched a missile at Israel after the U.S. intervened in the conflict with its own strike Saturday night. Fox's Greg Palkett in Tel Aviv with details.
We heard, first of all, our warning on our cell phones basically says that the missiles are just been launched in Iran. And then we heard the sirens go off. We heard distant rumbles. We don't think that Tel Aviv itself was targeted. According to the Israeli media, is that in this instance, there was one missile, and that it was, in fact, intercepted by the Iron Dome defenses. Of course, this comes after those B-2 stealth bombers hit Fordo nuclear site as well as other nuclear sites in Iran, and the Israeli government are very appreciative of the U.S. involvement.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard says the U.S. put itself at the front lines of aggression. The Pentagon promised to strike back if Iran retaliates. Three teens were hurt in a shooting Friday evening in North Wichita.
It happened around 8:30 p.m. at a park near 29th Street North and Grove. Wichita police tell our partners at 12 News that the shooting followed a pool party and that when the crime occurred, around 100 to 200 people were in the park. A 16-year-old male underwent surgery and as of Saturday evening was listed in critical but stable condition. Two 19-year-old male victims were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Two vehicles crashed as people tried to flee the park in the wake of the shooting, but no serious injuries were reported. Police say shell casings found in a parking lot and in the street came from different caliber weapons. No arrests have been made at this time. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Neosho County Sheriff Greg Taylor says search crews recovered the body of 12-year-old Colin Showalter Sunday afternoon. Last Wednesday, Showalter and 16-year-old Arthur Polrice were on a bridge over the Neosho River when a train hit them while they were running. Polrice's body was found as rescue teams arrived on the scene. Sunday afternoon, Sheriff Taylor was notified by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks of a possible sighting of Showalter's body in the Neosho River at the KG&E Dam, located a few miles south of U.S. 400 in Labette County. First responders recovered the body. The body was turned over to the Neosho County Coroner. Fireworks sales have started in Sedgwick County.
Each city in the county determines its own rules when fireworks can be discharged and what kinds are allowed. You are encouraged to buy fireworks where you plan to discharge them. You are also encouraged to visit the 2025 fireworks sales and discharge dates on the county's website. There you will find a list of cities and dates to legally buy and shoot fireworks, or check with your town for specific fireworks regulations. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A man was killed after shooting at a Detroit church Sunday, and another person was injured. Wayne Police Chief Ryan Strong described the suspect and points to a possible reason for the attack.
The gunman is a 31-year-old white male from Romulus. His motivations are unknown, but at this point it appears he was suffering from a mental health crisis.
The church's pastor told a media a member of the church rammed the shooter with their truck before the security guard shot him. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted on this Monday morning. Fred Smith, the FedEx Corporation founder who revolutionized the express delivery industry, has died. He was 80. FedEx started operating in 1973, delivering small parcels and documents more quickly than the Postal Service. Over the next half century, Smith, a Marine Corps veteran, oversaw the growth of a company that became something of an economic bellwether because so many other companies rely on it. The Department of Homeland Security is issuing a warning about undocumented migrants from Iran. Fox's Mike Emanuel in Washington, D.C. reports.
Customs and Border Protection sources tell Fox News nearly half of the Iranian nationals who crossed the border illegally during the Biden administration were released into the U.S. Border Patrol arrested 1,504 Iranian nationals at our southern border from fiscal year 2021 through 2024. 729 of them were released into the U.S. Iranians are considered special interest aliens due to national security concerns and are supposed to receive enhanced vetting by DHS. Now, officials are worried about an Iranian threat to the homeland. Homeland Security sent out a bulletin warning of a heightened threat environment and low-level cyber attacks.
DHS also says violent extremist attacks could be possible if Iranian leadership issues a decree to attack. There are more than a dozen people dead and many others injured following an attack on a Greek Orthodox church on the outskirts of Damascus, Syria. Fox's Molly Line has the latest.
According to reports from The Guardian, an ISIS suicide bomber has killed at least 22 people and injured 63 more after detonating an explosive vest at a Christian church in Damascus, Syria. The alleged attacker opened fire inside a Greek Orthodox church before setting off a bomb. According to the report, eyewitnesses also saw a second gunman fire at the worshipers, but he did not blow himself up. This is the first suicide bombing in the country since the overthrow of former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
ISIS has not yet claimed responsibility for that attack. There's a new way to get around in one Texas city.
A few dozen driverless Tesla Model Ys were spotted traversing Austin, Texas, early Sunday morning. CEO Elon Musk posted on his social media platform X that the robo-taxi launch would start that afternoon. Riders could get a Lyft for a flat fee of $4.20. The launch was much smaller than Musk would have liked, in part due to pushback from lawmakers. A group of Democratic state senators and House members had asked the company to delay the debut until a new autonomous vehicle law took effect in September. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration also wants to know how the company would handle things like adverse weather and crashes. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
So far this morning here in the Wichita area, things in traffic are actually looking pretty good. The traffic conditions not so bad out there, with one big exception. This is on Kellogg. We've got a traffic accident. It is eastbound on Kellogg between Washington and Hydraulic. Now, the traffic volumes aren't that heavy yet, and so things really aren't backing up too badly just yet. But as the traffic volumes pick up, this could become a problem. So watch out again. That's eastbound Kellogg between Washington and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Partly cloudy skies, continued hot and humid today, a high of 92, should feel like 95 to 100. It won't be as windy as recently, but still a strong gusty wind from the south. After 4 o'clock, expect an isolated thunderstorm. A few of those will linger into the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and 73. Partly cloudy, hot and humid on Tuesday, high 93. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, a south wind gusting to 24 miles per hour, 75 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning on this Monday, June 23rd. We had a sunny, windy day across south central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high yesterday, 91 degrees. Normal high is 90. And the rainfall this year stands now at 22.5 inches for Wichita, and that's just over 6 inches more than usual this time of year. So now we're on the plus side for a while. Maybe we can do something about that drought we've been having. On this date in 1902, Volcano Springs, California, lived up to its name when the temperature reached a toasty 129 degrees to set a June record for the U.S. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
The only thing saving us over the weekend is that little breeze we got now and then. At least that's what we, Shelly and I, were doing. We were working in the yard both days. 612, Steve and Ted, and on this date 157 years ago, 1868, Wisconsin journalist and Senator Christopher Latham Sholes received a patent for a magical invention he called the typewriter. So this is typewriter day.
Pretty good idea.
Celebrating the typewriters. We'll talk more about that a little later on this morning with Steve and Ted. At a high school in the suburbs of New York City, seeing double on graduation last weekend. Among the nearly 500 students in its graduating class, 30 are twins. It's a tight-knit group. Some of the students at Long Island's Plainview Old Bethpage John F. Kennedy High School have known each other since kindergarten. Their parents meeting through a local twins club, and some even still plan family vacations together. So quite a few twins at that one school in New York City.
And yet not even a record.
Yeah, I guess not.
Well, the record was in Winnetka, Illinois, at a high school about 8 years ago. They had 44 sets of twins their graduating class, according to the Guinness World Record.
Yeah. A North Carolina woman predicted a lottery jackpot was in her future just before winning $200,000 from a scratch-off ticket. Hubert resident Sylvia Wells told the North Carolina Education Lottery official she voiced her prediction to her husband just before they bought a pair of scratch-off tickets from the Handy Mart in Jacksonville. Wells says the winnings will go toward buying some land. Most people don't say that. They're going to buy land with their money.
Hey, and get some property. Yeah. Real estate.
6:14, Steve at 10 in the morning here on this Monday. And, we've got the 4th of July. Got Independence Day coming up, and we'll be talking about fireworks on sale. Ted, you can go out and buy you a bunch of Roman candles or whatever you need this year. Steve and Ted show number 6,955.
6,955.
6,955.
45 away from 7,000.
Yeah. I don't know in your neighborhood, Friday night, we had some sort of blow come through our riverside, and it knocked a bunch of tree limbs down, including a big limb in my backyard, which took down the Evergy power line.
Oh!
Going from the house out to that pole in the back. So, it didn't knock the power out. Just knocked the wire came down. So I called the hotline or whatever. And I thought, oh, this is going to be great. And believe it or not, I was able to talk to an operator within maybe a minute, 90 seconds. She was very gracious, said, yes, we can have someone out there in about half an hour. I said, well, we're going to this cookout tonight. Do we have to be here? No, you don't have to be there. So anyway, we go to the cookout, and 3 hours later we come back, and these guys are just finishing up. So apparently they got there a little later than they planned, but they were just finished. The one guy said he was from Winfield. I didn't catch where there was two guys, two trucks, and it wasn't a big job for him. And he said, you need to, get that up there, and he's helping out. But I was really pleased with what happened. I mean, they got it back up, the power's back on, and the power was still on, of course, but I thought they did a good job. Of course, it points out why we have those guys, because those power lines are going down all the time. We had a great big limb around the corner on Lunette from my house It covers half the street. It was there for, well, it was there for yesterday for 2 days. I don't know if it's, they got it now or not, but a lot of lines, power, a lot of limbs going down over the weekend. You get anything in your neighborhood at all?
Yeah, I think, according to my sister, the west side got it worse.
Yeah. All right. Like I said, Riverside, we had a bunch of
There's some down, but I think you had more on the west side of town.
All right, Steve and Ted here. Just a, it was a warm weekend, but instead a wind kept blowing something fierce. 6:17 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at the leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
And we finish up golf. The great golf week every year in Wichita, the 36th annual Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, Wichita Open, all at Crestview Country Club. And the winner this year is Miles Creighton, 29-year-old Canadian. His first win ever on the Corn Ferry Tour. He finished at 17 under par for the tournament. He shot a 2 under par 68 yesterday to finish up as the winner, making a putt on the 18th and final hole to win it. He shot an eagle on the par 4 11th hole, so that sure helped on a day when you finish at minus 2. So here's Miles Creighton, his four rounds. 68, 68, 59, 68. So his Saturday was the big one.
A big,
he even
round.
Hit a hole-in-one on Saturday, too, as part of that 11-under par 59.
Wow.
So here's a 12 Sports spoke with the winner, Miles Creighton.
I started to settle down a little bit for whatever reason. Kind of found something in my swing and settled me down a little bit and hit good shots down the stretch. And, yeah, the putt on 18. I've been working the last week really hard on keeping my head down. I tend to come up and out of putts and I said, I'm not picking my head up until I hear something, whether it's a groan or a cheer. So I think it lipped in. I actually don't even know.
Yeah, it went in. It put went in and he gets the win. He didn't go to a huge college to play golf. He went to Radford in Virginia, the Radford Highlanders. Miles Creighton, the Canadian, is your winner this year at the Wichita Open Golf Tournament. It's been quite a run for professional softball in Wichita this month. The brand new AUSL, Wichita has been in on the ground floor of this new league. Yesterday, a big comeback game, good game. The Bandits beat the Blaze 9-7 yesterday afternoon on a hot day at Wilkins Stadium. Wichita State All-American Sydney McKinney, it was her birthday yesterday, and she got another hit. She's batting .441 on the season, fourth best in the league right now. And it all wraps up tonight. Game 11 of 11 for professional softball in Wichita. It's this evening at 5:30 p.m. at Wilkins Stadium on the Wichita State campus. First 500 fans get AUSL bandanas. The big Wichita finale this season for professional softball tonight at Wilkins Stadium. Right down the road in Oklahoma City last night, Game 7 of the NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm for the first time. The NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
On ABC, NBA season ended in Oklahoma City, where the Thunder won the championship with 103-91 victory over the Indiana Pacers in a deciding Game 7. The MVP of the finals, same player who won MVP for the regular season, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
That's why you play the sport. You play the sport to win. You play every sport to win. We have a team full of competitors. You know, we did what it took this year to be champions, and we deserve this. We rose to the moment, and here we are.
NBA Finals MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with ABC. After he scored 29 points and dished out 12 assists in Game 7, Jalen Williams added 20 points for the Thunder. Chet Holmgren had 18. I'm Jared Max.
84 wins for Oklahoma City this season. Third most in NBA history. Tied for third with the 97 Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan. First title ever for Oklahoma City. Second franchise title. Of course, they were the Seattle Supersonics. They won the NBA 46 years ago in 1979. First one in Oklahoma City. The NBA has now had seven different champions in the last seven seasons. Seven different franchises have all won titles.
Spreading the wealth.
Yes, certainly in the NBA right now. The Kansas City Royals lost 3-2 yesterday at San Diego to the Padres. Back-to-back losses for the Royals, who gave up a run in the bottom of the ninth. Fall short. Off day today for the Royals. They'll be coming home. The Wichita Wind Surge finished up the first half of the season in minor league baseball with a 9-2 loss at Arkansas. Wichita finished this first half 37-32, second place in the division, but six games behind the Springfield Cardinals. So the Cardinals won that division. They'll be going to the playoffs. Wichita will have to try again in the second half. Tough to catch. Springfield 17-2 in the month of June. So wind surge tried, but you can't make up ground against a team that's going 17-2.
Yeah.
So which off day today for Wichita. They'll be back home coming up starting tomorrow. And happy birthday today to one of the all-time Shocker basketball greats, Kiyomi Johnson, having a birthday today. Big-time scorer for Wichita back in the Daryl Smith years. And then she did color commentary for me on Shocker radio broadcast for a couple of years. And then for a long time, she was a Wichita police officer.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. She's a fantastic person. And it's her birthday today. Happy birthday to Shocker basketball legend, Kiyomi Johnson. Happy birthday, Kiyomi. That's sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, with locations east, west, and now in historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck. Yeah, Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
6:21 now, give it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What it takes to be a runner. Plus, we have traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on a Monday morning. One man was killed. Another man suffered serious injuries in a one-car crash Friday night in Sumner County. The Highway Patrol reports the accident occurred at the U.S. 166 and U.S. 81 junction on the north side of South Haven. The patrol says the car went into the northwest ditch where it rolled, striking a tree on the driver's side. 22-year-old Jordan Wade of Arkansas City died at the scene. A 23-year-old male suffered serious injuries.
Sedgwick County says don't call 911 to report fireworks, parties, and excessive noise.
Instead, call the county's emergency communications non-emergency phone number, 316-290-1011. The line will be available from Friday, June 27th through Sunday, July 6th from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. This line will take calls that do not involve a threat to life or property and allows 911 dispatchers to focus on actual emergencies. That number again, 316-290-1011. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Several members of Congress are breaking with President Trump after he ordered U.S. military airstrikes on Iran.
The president's allies support him, especially if it compels Iran to straighten up. But President Trump campaigned against overseas interventions that exposed a GOP rift. Thomas Massey of Kentucky says Congress must vote on ordering airstrikes. The president chastised Massey, calling him a, quote, pathetic loser. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine wanted the Senate to vote before the bombing campaign, especially since Iran did not strike first. Now, two Democrats, Sean Casten of Illinois and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, think the strikes qualified the president for impeachment. The military action did not distract President Trump from posting, quote, let's get the great, big, beautiful bill done.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram reporting.
The race for Kansas governor is starting to take shape, as several candidates from both parties have emerged in recent weeks. One of the Republican candidates to throw her hat in the ring is former Wichita school board member Joy Akins, who was asked what her first 100 days would look like if she was elected.
I think first thing we're going to do is, before we walk in, we're going to have a plan for where is the spending too much, and we're going to start cutting. We're going to look at, this is what we're going to think about first and foremost as a priority, is where are we investing in the people of Kansas and it's working? And that's what we're going to light up. And where in the world, there's a bunch of places we're investing that are not working at all. Those are out. So we're going to look, there's a lot of things with data that we're going to look at like that and say, what's going on here? And let's get it out before we keep spending money on it.
Joy Akins was a guest last night on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
Preliminary estimates reported by the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics show a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.8% in May in Kansas. This is unchanged from 3.8% in April and an increase from 3.5% in May of 2024. Now, the labor force participation rate for Kansas decreased to 67%. In May, the jobless rate for the Wichita area, 4%. That's up from 3.9% in May, with just over 336,700 people on the job. The Wichita MSA includes Sedgwick, Sumner, Butler, and Harvey counties. And now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Partly cloudy skies, continued hot and humid today, a high of 92, should feel like 95 to 100. It won't be as windy as recently, but still a strong gusty wind from the south. After 4 o'clock, expect an isolated thunderstorms. Few of those will linger into the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and 73. Partly cloudy, hot and humid on Tuesday, high 93. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny with a 20% chance for rain later today, then a high of 92 degrees, as he said, now 75 degrees and a partly cloudy sky. We've got a south wind gusting to 24 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And we're just coming up on 6:35 on this Monday morning. About an hour from now, we'll check in with Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted. They got a workshop going on tomorrow at City Council, and we'll talk about that with Mayor Wu again. That's at 7:35 this morning, Mondays with the Mayor. Today is June 23rd. On this date, 50 years ago, 1975, Alice Cooper broke 6 ribs when he fell off the stage during a concert in Vancouver. There was some speculation that he might have had some alcoholic beverages of some sort before going on stage. Could be. Possible, I guess. Due to the activity at the landfill, the Wichita Brooks landfill, they're going to accept tree drop-off. They were going to do it just Saturday. Remember that? Had it all planned for Saturday. They're going to do it all the rest of this week.
Yeah, there were people lined up.
I saw the line on
long
TV.
Long line.
Man, they had to be annoyed. And you may see some long lines this week. It's going to go through Friday, June 27th, regular business hours, and residents are advised they may encounter long wait times while awaiting to drop off debris. And as I was mentioning earlier, I had a big limb in our backyard, about 12 feet long, and my neighbor Bob came over with one of those little saws about that long, about a foot long. Have you seen those? They go like this, and he took that thing apart. We threw it in the back of his truck, and he's got a big load there. He's going to take it out to the dump. And I was very nice of my neighbors.
All right.
I didn't know what I was going to do. I don't have a chainsaw or anything. So they came over and helped me out. It's always nice to have good neighbors. But, yeah, there was a long, long line over the weekend, and we're going to have long, long lines for a while because there was a lot. There were a lot of tree limbs down, at least in my neighborhood, in the Riverside area, a lot of tree limbs. Let's see, 6:36, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. I'll talk about it in a few minutes. I'm going to talk about my weekend at Rod's house at the pavilion. We had another cookout at my good friend Rod's house, and it was fun. We had a good time. Had about 15 people there.
Hey, that's a good weekend.
Just old
outing.
Friends. Oh, and just another reminder. We'll tell you about this a couple of times. We'll remind you from time to time, when Steve and Ted, that if you have a non-emergency over this holiday Independence Week and weekend, 4th of July, you don't dial 911. You dial 290-1011. They've done that for how many years, Ted? Several.
Several, yeah.
Yeah. And just, you know, because you got a neighbor that's out of line with the fireworks or something, call that number. Don't call 911. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Back on Friday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures traded above Wednesday's highs but closed negative with triple-digit losses. The live cattle made new lows for the current slide, and Friday's cattle and feed report was on the friendly side with the on-feed near the estimates, but the placements were almost 2% below the estimates. Lean hogs traded mixed and closed positive, and the August live cattle lean hog spread is the narrowest it has been since March the 12th. At the close, August live cattle were $1.85 lower at $209.82, August feeder cattle $1.72 lower at $302.45, and August lean hogs 45 cents higher at $112.45. The wheat, new crop, corn, and soybeans made new highs for the current move to the upside and closed negative on Friday. Now, once again, there was a lack of fresh market moving news. Now, last week, July July Casey wheat gained 23 cents. July corn lost 16 cents. July soybeans lost 2 pennies for the week. Now, the wheat harvest is progressing, but it varies from area to area, the yields, the quality, and how much progress is being made. At the moment, July Kansas City wheat's 2 pennies lower at 561 and a quarter. July corn's down 4.5 at 424 and a quarter. July soybeans down 1 penny and a quarter at 1066 and 3/4. August crude oil, 66 cents higher at $74.50. August gold, $7.20 higher at $3,392.90. September S&P, 6.5 points lower at 6,011.5. September dollar index, 66 cents higher at $98.94. And September Dow Jones futures, 74 points lower at 42,438. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, if you heard talking about the tree damage here in Wichita this past weekend, which, you know, it was blowing like crazy all weekend, but Friday night there was quite a bit. And we had one of our listeners call just a moment ago and say that the line at the Brooks landfill right now, how many cars was it, Jed? 20?
Yeah, he said 20 cars.
Gary called, said there's 20 cars in line right now. So if you got a load, get over there in a hurry. How are things over in Augusta? Did you have a windy weekend? Did you lose any trees or tree limbs?
I think you've seen a lot more over there than what we have, but we've had some damage to some extent.
Well, that warm wind over the weekend sure helps drying out those fields, doesn't it? Getting to where you can get the combines in.
It is helping dry, but boy, they were saturated to the point where even some areas where they are running, they are mudding right now. Mm. So it's still a tough situation. The harvest is stretched out from Texas to almost northern parts of Kansas and down around Amarillo. Late yesterday afternoon and last night, they had some more rains move through that area. That's kind of slowing things down.
You say it's stretched out. I mean, it's not just one long, unbroken path. I mean, it's all over the place, huh?
Exactly, which makes it very difficult, especially for custom harvesters who sometimes have to leave an area where they were to go to a different area because it's dry, and sometimes they leave places that they haven't finished up, so somebody else has to come back in and finish. It really makes it for a very tough harvest.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Are you burning through your retirement? Ed, you don't even have a retirement yet. You can't be burning through it, right? We'll check it out.
No, I'm just burning.
Yeah, there you go.
90 degrees.
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. .645, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Make it 6:46 now. Three big things.
Three.
Fireworks sales have begun in Sedgwick County. Non-emergency complaint line is 290-1011.
Two.
Body of 12-year-old boy hit by a train last week has been recovered in Neosho County.
One.
Officials warn that terrorists could respond to U.S. bombing of nuclear weapon sites in Iran. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Earlier this morning, we had a traffic accident. This was near Washington Street on eastbound Kellogg. Does look like they've got things taken care of at that site now. They've just got one stalled out vehicle still left there as the traffic volumes are picking up. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny with a 20% chance for rain later today and a high of 92 degrees. Partly cloudy, 10% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 73. Then on Tuesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 92 degrees. Now partly cloudy. South wind gusting to 24 miles per hour. 75 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather's brought to you by the Monarch. Check out the patio. It's been updated with landscaping thanks to Johnson's Garden Centers. Try the patio. Go there for lunch today. Maybe some drinks this evening. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas, roundabout historic Delano. Four dealerships across the country are branding together to help put together blood drives and help victims of wildfires.
It's Fox Wheel.
Thomas.
Ford Motor Company is activating its national network of dealerships to directly support some of the nation's biggest nonprofits, like the American Red Cross, Feeding America, and veteran-led humanitarian group Team Rubicon. As part of the company's Building Together initiative, which kicked off this month.
We had employees going to North Carolina, to Florida after the hurricanes, and we really found that that was hugely impactful and very helpful.
Mary Culler, president of Ford Philanthropy, says Ford dealerships across the country have also launched blood drives in Michigan, food drives in Texas, and helping with wildfires in Colorado, donating $7 million, vehicles, and increasing paid employee volunteer time from 16 to 56 hours, as Ford Motor Company also sets its sights on expanding the initiative globally later this year. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow closed up 35 points, S&P down 13, and the Nasdaq down 99 points.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed amid geopolitical tensions and as price pressure concerns weigh on investors after the Fed kept its benchmark interest rate unchanged and warned that inflation could pick up. Fed Governor Christopher Waller said that he doesn't expect tariffs to boost inflation significantly, so policymakers should be looking to lower interest rates as early as next month. Tech stocks and chipmakers were the worst performers, weighing on the tech-heavy Nasdaq, while energy and consumer staples gained. And Tesla stock was up slightly. It was the last trading day before the EV maker's expected robo-taxi launch in Austin, Texas. The Dow winners, Apple, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amazon, and McDonald's. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Are you burning through your retirement? Don Graff, CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Simple retirement planning for most investors, it's not rocket science, but it is a challenge to stay in the game and to continue to monitor progress as proceeding through a career. Once you've pulled the ripcord and left your 9-to-5 job, is not over. Managing your investments for enduring income is the new challenge. The Center for Retirement Research at Boston College has learned that about half of working-age households are not on track to be able to maintain their pre-retirement lifestyle, even if they work till age 65. No matter where you are in your career and your journey to retirement, it is never too late to work to get back on track. If you're a bit late to the game or even already taking income, work with a certified financial planner pro to help. And here are some initial steps. First of all, review your investment allocation, withdrawal strategy for diversification, and take tax efficiency. When you're working and building an asset base that you'll need to depend upon for income later, you'll probably make investment choices that are more aggressive. That's to grow your money as much as possible. Once you've retired, you need to shift gears. Growth will be important to keep your spending power up, but you'll also want holdings that spend off dependable income. Review your expenses. You may be spending money that provides.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Little benefit. This could be money spent on unneeded insurance, unused subscriptions, or maybe you need to pull back on dining out. If you're coming up short, trim the fat, allowing your portfolio to grow again. One big way may be carrying family obligations. Are you still paying for your adult kids' insurance and phone plans? I know many people are. Yeah. If you can, put a stop to that and let them do it themselves. They're out there working. They're making money. Last resort, take on a fun part-time job. That could help out. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Pretty warm weekend, but some nice breezes to at least cool you down a little bit. Were you outside much?
I was outside all weekend.
Were you at the golf tournament?
I was at the golf tournament from Thursday through Sunday, and it was, thank goodness for that breeze.
It's big crowds?
Good-sized crowds. I think I've seen bigger crowds before, but, you know, Friday's usually the big day. I was kind of surprised. I think I saw more out there on Saturday than Friday, but, no, it was a good deal.
All right.
Fun.
Today it's a celebration that takes us back in time. Back. National Typewriter Day.
Okay.
Imagine a world without laptops and smartphones, if you can, where thoughts were hammered out letter by letter.
I did.
The electric typewriter was a huge technological advancement.
The selectric.
You barely had to touch those keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had a little ball that went around, yeah. Of course, you had a black and red ribbon. You remember that?
Yeah. Rarely used the red.
Yeah. The typewriter was one of the most popular exhibit items at the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum. My grandkids were hypnotized by the typewriter when they were young.
Really? Well, I still got it working. I still have one that's working.
I've got one.
My old Olympus.
Olympus,
I think.
It might be qualify as an antique. It's an old Royal, and it's old. I don't know how old it is. Maybe 20s or 30s, somewhere in there.
Wow.
But I've got one down there, so.
No, it's fun. It's fun. I don't know where I could get a ribbon for it if I could find one.
Yeah.
Of course, I was so cheap, and I think I used the same ribbon through all 4 years of college. I would just flip it over and run it the other direction.
The other one,
you know? Yeah.
Same thing you use with your underpants, right?
Exactly. You can wear underwear for a month or so. You know,
flip them inside out, turn around. Yeah, about four different ways.
I do remember the G on there would get gum on the typewriter, not on my underwear. And it would get gummed up, and I'd always have to get a little toothpick and pick out
what was stuck in there.
Yeah.
Gunk. Ink. Yep. What about whiteout? Anybody ever use any whiteout?
Of course.
Sure. Yeah.
Gallons and gallons of that stuff back in the day.
You make a mistake, you put the white out of there. All right.
It's the only way you could do it.
Yeah.
Unless you want to start over again.
Now, did you use it in college, Ted, or high school, the typewriter?
Sure. Yeah, in college.
You were still writing?
Oh, yeah. Good. They just started getting computers while I was in college.
Right.
But I had my own typewriter. I used it in my dorm room.
I remember the first word processor I bought, it would show one sentence. There was like a line down there, screen down there that would show one sentence at a time.
Well, I tell you what, just with these laptops, it's come a heck of a long way in just the past 15, 20 years.
Oh, gosh, they're amazing.
Yeah, a lot of things you could do. All right.
Speaking of the ribbon, Jack Benny had the old joke that when his typewriter ribbon wore out, he would have Rochester soak it in grape juice.
Oh, gosh. Or wine.
Okay. All right, Jack Benny and Typewriter Day. Celebrate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, at top of the hour news this morning. The world is reacting to U.S. bombing of Iran's nuclear sites, and the body of a boy hit by a train has been recovered in Neosho County in southeast Kansas. Those stories on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.